the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. In the last 10 days of this month, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, used to get prepared for further worship. It is narrated that he paid a special attention to i'tikaf in the blessed month of Ramadan. He would adhere to this tradition in every Ramadan, but in the year that the Battle of Badr took place, he couldn't do this as the war was in the month of Ramadan. Therefore, the Prophet performed i'tikaf for 20 days to compensate for the year before. As you know, the pilgrims of the symbolic house of God in Mecca, Kaaba, have to refrain from certain things when they want to enter the sacred mosque. When they wear the special garb, ihram, more than 20 things become forbidden for them. Ramadan is similar to Hajj, as certain things become forbidden for the person who fasts. The fourth infallible successor of the Prophet, Imam Sajjad, peace upon him, says, Almighty God has made the month of Ramadan superior to other months with ample respects and famous virtues. Thus, a series of things that were halal in other months have been forbidden for reverence and respect of this month. And he has prohibited eating and drinking in this month for ennoblement of Ramadan. Dear listeners, no doubt, a person who stays in a mosque for i'tikaf in Ramadan will be more favored by God. According to the Islamic jurisprudence, material and financial atonement of fasting should be given to the poor. This can be given to poor relatives, but is forbidden to give it to one's family members who receive alimony. If the atonement is paid as money, it should be paid to charity institutions to buy food and give to poor people. The money for atonement cannot be spent for other uses such as cultural and social uses. The money shouldn't be less than the price of 750 grams of wheat. A patient who suffers from a chronic disease and cannot fast till the end of Ramadan or the next Ramadan, fasting as compensation is not obligatory for him, but he has to give 750 grams of wheat or rice and so on for each day. Dear friends, as we have said earlier, on the eve of the 19th of the blessed month of Ramadan in 40 AH, the renegade Abdurrahman ibn Muljam struck Imam Ali's head with a poisonous sword while the Imam was in mihrab, that is the niche of the mosque of Kufa. Imam Ali, peace upon him, was so dear for the Prophet of Islam and enjoyed such a lofty position with God that the Prophet would benefit any opportunity to inform people of his status. Once, he said to Imam Ali, You are to me like Aaron to Moses, except that there will be no messenger after me. This hadith proves all merits of Aaron for Imam Ali, except that there won't be any messenger after Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The Prophet used to emphasize that Imam Ali would be the next leader of the Ummah after him. He said time and again that Imam Ali had been designated by God as the Prophet's vicegerent and the first Imam of the Ummah. Let us place God on oath by the lofty status of Imam Ali on these nights to forgive our sins and help us follow the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, his infallible progeny, peace upon them. Now let us recite this application that has been recommended for the eve of the 21st of the blessed month of Ramadan. O inserter of the night in the day and inserter of the day in the night, and bringer of the living out of the dead, and bringer of the dead out of the living. O provider of whomever you want without reckoning. O God, O compassionate. O God, O merciful. O God, O God, O God. You have the best names and lofty comparisons and grandeurs and bounties. I plead to you to bless Muhammad and progeny of Muhammad, and place my name on this night among the successful, and my spirit among the martyrs, and my good deed among the inhabitants of the highest point of paradise, and forgive my evil deeds, and I plead to you to grant me certitude, which accompanies with my heart, and faith which takes doubt away from me, and make me satisfied with what you have distributed for me, and give us good in the world and good in the hereafter, and guard us against the punishment of burning fire, and give me a sustenance on this night, your remembrance and your gratitude, an enthusiasm toward you and returning to you, and assisting me in what you have assisted Muhammad and progeny of Muhammad, greetings to him and them.